Let's just talk a little bit of footy for a few minutes, though. Lachie Henderson's been good enough to have a chat to us, the Carlton star, after a nice little trip up to Bendigo on the weekend. Welcome to you, Lachie. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Was it a fun thing to play in? And I did say earlier, and I was a little bit disappointed, even though the game was a nice spectacle and I enjoyed being there and broadcasting it, I was a little disappointed that with 4 minutes to go and one kick the difference, it didn't have that kind of intensity that you'd get if there was something on the end result.
Yeah, true. I think I'll count out with that. It definitely felt like it out there. We were. I think both teams were sort of really going for it. But yeah, I think when the 4 points are on the lines, I think you're right. The intensity really does lift a little bit, and the spectacle, as you said, is higher. But look, it was a great game for both teams. I think we played at a reasonably high level, and that second half we dropped off a little bit, but it was very enjoyable up there with the 10,000 strong crowd. I think we had a Bendigo.
It was a great result as far as the crowd is concerned. A bad result for Chris Yaron. As much as he dominated and David King kept pumping up his tyres, the bloke who was most interested was Damien Hardwick. If he is given that much room round one of the AFL season, I'd be staggered.
Yeah, look, he played a great game, Yaz, and everyone knows what he can do, and I don't think that game really made it any more obvious here what he can do. He's done it for the last year and the year before that too. So look, he played a great game, and we're looking forward to seeing him round one.
Did you think he'd mature the way he has? Because early days, he didn't necessarily look as if he was going to become the player everybody hoped he would be.
Yeah, look, I was AIS with him when I was young in the under 17 crew, and we went through together, and I always thought he had that maturity about him that he was going to make it. And look, the first few years in the AFL system for some blokes are quite hard and difficult, and it takes a little bit longer for them to mature through and get through. And the scrutiny is obviously the same as everyone else, and he just took a little bit longer, and I think the last couple of years has just shown you how talented he is.
Lachie, there's a lot of clubs, and I can think of one in particular, your first club, looking around for blokes of your ilk. There's also clubs like Carlton like to have your signature on the paper. When will that process begin or take place, or is it being put off to the end of the season?
Yeah, look, as I said, I had a pretty average year last year with injuries, and I only really got through one full season and pre-season injury-wise, so I'm just looking forward to playing some good footy. And I think the club's on the same path as me with just wanting to play some good footy this year, and we'll talk through when it comes up. It's no real set date on it at the moment. I think we're both pretty happy with where we're at. Get into the season, start playing some good games and get the team going and get myself going, keep on the injury-free will be the main thing. So that'll come up when it comes up. There's no real rush.
So if I was a manager, I'd be advising you the same thing. Right now, your dollar value is maybe 60% of what it would be if you were leading the best and fairest by round 14.
Look, you can look at it that way.
That's how managers look at it.
That is true. That's how I think a lot of people outside the footy club look at it. But it is what it is at the moment. It's me trying to get myself right. I think the club want to see me get right as well. So, it's, as I said, I've got to play some good footy. And, yeah, Sunday was the start of that, and it was a nice and rusty hit out for me. But it was good and enjoyable, and I'm looking forward to Sunday again.
So, free agency, where do you think that will sit? Are you a fan of free agency? Are you a fan of reducing it to only 5 years, or do you think that there needs to be more commitment from player to club?
Look, I think it's worked pretty well. There's obviously a fair bit out there at the moment about how it's working and people going to the big clubs and players like that, but I think the PA is doing a great job in where they're pushing it, and the players are doing a great job in how they're pushing it with the PA. So, look, whichever way it goes, I think it's good for the game. I think it's good for the players. Obviously, there's doubt out there with the clubs, and that'll get worked through over the coming years. But wherever it goes, I'm all for the free agency and how it's going at the moment.
You're a Geelong College boy. Did you always have in the back of the mind when you were in Brisbane that you'd probably go home eventually?
No, I didn't. I didn't at all. No, it was sort of one of those things that it sort of popped up late in that season and came out of nowhere with all the stuff that was going on between the two clubs, and an opportunity arose, and I jumped on it. That's sort of what happened when I went up there. Obviously, was a little bit. I was a young bloke going up there. I was only 17 going up, and yep. I had a great 2 years up there, and really enjoyed it, and still love Brisbane as a city. So it was a great city, but I'm very happy with the move down here and enjoyed every bit of it.
I reckon there's been about half a dozen players stand out in this NAB Challenge. you've had one of the, if there was a podium, I reckon Christian Jacks would just about get a spot on the podium as someone.
Yeah, they're by default on the weekend. I don't think Travis Cloke was all that interested.
Well, Travis has got some challenges this year, but Christian Jacks can only do what he can do, and he's had three really good games, or two really good games.
Yeah, KJ's been brilliant. He came in and as that big recruit we got down from GWS and had a little bit of a hiccup before with his foot, and luckily that wasn't too bad, and he's done everything right since then and got himself in a position to play some really good footy, and he has been probably one of the best both games, which is a credit to him. So we're really looking forward to what he can do. He can play back, he can go forward, so he's another little bit of a swing man, I guess you could say. Hopefully that word doesn't come back too much, but he'll be a swing man, I think, for us, and he's playing some great footy, which is exciting.
Can I ask you about handball, Lockie? Because I get frustrated with professional players who have so much time out on a training track, who handball to a bloke 4 feet away and miss the target by 3 feet. In fact, it goes to his legs. My understanding is that over about the last 5 or 6 years, handball drills have been all about speed, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Because the crush has got greater, there's been less emphasis on the rocket handball, just get the thing in and get it to the other person. Why, if that is the case, wouldn't the emphasis, given that you've got extra time, you're professional, be use the rocket handball in and out, as quickly as possible?
Yeah, look, I think it's one of those things, the way the game's going. The game's going so fast these days, it's so ballistic that you obviously see those small mistakes coming into the game a little bit more. But, look, I agree with you. To get those rocket handballs back and to make sure they hit, you saw a couple miss on the weekend, that, it's a first cracking match, that just changes the whole dynamic of the game. I think I missed one that went down the other end and kicked the goal straight away.
You did, yep.
So, it's a very important part of the game, and I think it's one that if teams get right, and you see the greats do it, of Simon Black back in the day and DeVos back in the day, and even Diesel Williams here, the great handball, they can just completely break up the game with a good handball.
My point is that I see Sam Mitchell always 95% of the time use the rocket handball. So if you go miss a handball and if you go to training, is the focus on hit rocket handballs as quickly as possible? Because clearly if your time runs out, you then just scoop it. Or is it just scoop it and get it to the next person?
I think at the moment it's definitely to get it there quick and hit it there as quick as you can. But as I said, the game's getting so ballistic. You're trying to get things, doing things so quickly these days that you sort of miss it and they just get lobbed up and then get turned over. So, look, I think teams are trying to get those rocket handballs out, but it's not always as easy as it sounds.
Talking to Lockie Henderson, Carlton star. Lockie, a couple of quick ones before you go. Ask you the drugs question. How many times have you been tested the last 12 months?
I think I was 2 or 3 times last year. A couple after a game, and then, one at the club as well. A fair few times.
And at your own house, have they ever dropped in?
They did. They dropped in once at the house last year. So I might have cut myself short. It might be a few more than that.
Okay.
But, yeah, they dropped into the house nice and early one morning.
And how many times have you been in a situation where you've either been offered drugs outside of the footy club and just at nightclubs or whatever, or how many times have you been in an environment where you've probably seen them or been near people using them and you knew that you just had to sort of steer clear of that environment a little?
Yeah, look, very rarely. I'm sort of pretty, I like to think I'm pretty savvy with those sort of things and keep myself far away from them. So, not really at all for me. But, look, it just shows how careful you've got to be these days and what you put in and just check it off everything with the doc. So, that's what it is.
And would you have a word to a teammate if you knew they were doing something that would put them in danger or get them in trouble? Would you have a word directly or would you mention it to the club doctor? What would you be your process?
Look, you'd obviously probably talk to the club doctor, or it sort of depends on the situation and how close you are with that player. But look, I'd be more than happy to have a chat with them straight up, and just it's more about their welfare more than anything else. It's not the footy part of it's a small thing. It's so ripe in society these days. It's more about just getting their welfare right more than anything, and footy's secondary to that.
Great to have you, Lockie. We appreciate you joining us, and thanks for taking our call after 7. We initially were going to try and get to you before 7, but we had a few 10, 11, 12-year-old kids call through saying there's no scoring in their underage games. That's not right, is it?
That's not right at all. That is not right at all. There should be scoring. I'd be an advocate for scoring.
Great stuff. Lockie Henderson from the Blues. 1-300 Carlton, if you haven't got a membership. They're pretty close to getting to their target at the moment. They wanted about 5,000 in, 5 weeks? And they're not far from that. 1300 Carlton, or you can visit membership.carltonfc.com.au.